This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The nation is paying tribute to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack on its first anniversary today. On this day last year, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. In response to the terror attack, Indian Armed Forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May last year, striking 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and killing over 100 terrorists, their trainers, handlers and associates. In Zero, Lower Subansiri District, Arunachal Pradesh, the people of Tajang village gathered to commemorate the first death anniversary of Corporal Tage Halyang, who was among those who lost their lives during the Pahalgam attack. Tage Tade, the corporal's father, unveiled a bust statue of his son at the Rake memory site. Further, father of late Corporal Halyang spoke of the enlightenment of the heart that comes from seeing his son's life inspire the local youth. While his son cannot return, his story ensures that his sacrifice was not in vain, he noted. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi pay tributes to the Pahalgam attack victims today and reaffirm the country's strong resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. The Kurunkume District Police of Arunachal Pradesh on Tuesday apprehended escaped prisoner Birju Bhumij, a known hardcore criminal, within 24 hours, following a remarkable operation in which ordinary women farmers played the decisive role in cracking the case. Women farmers working in the fields of headquarter Kaloriyang's Nikja village spotted the escaped accused and immediately raised the alarm. Recognizing the danger he posed, the villagers did not stop at alerting the authorities. Local residents physically helped secure Bhumij on the spot, preventing his escape until the police arrived. Acting swiftly on the inputs received from the community, a police team under the command of Officer in Charge, Police Station Gemo Jini, rushed to the location and took the accused into custody without further incident. All arrangements are in place for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of voting in West Bengal for assembly elections tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held for all the 234 constituencies in the state. Over 5 crore 73 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 75,064 polling stations established across the state. In Bengal, 152 seats across 16 districts will be covered in the first phase. 1,478 candidates are in the fray in this phase. More than 44,300 polling booths have been set up for the first phase. Second phase of polling in the state will take place on 29th of this month. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today highlighted that the relations between India and Germany have gradually become stronger with time. Mr. Singh was addressing the Indian diaspora at Berlin in Germany. The minister highlighted the contributions of 3.7 lakh of the Indian diaspora living in Germany in strengthening bilateral ties. Mr. Singh reached Berlin yesterday on a three-day visit to Germany. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he is indefinitely extending the ceasefire with Iran to allow the two countries to continue peace talks aimed at ending the war. The announcement came as the two-week truce expired this morning. However, President Trump in social media posts stated that U.S. Navy's blockade of Iran's ports and shore will continue till Tehran presents a unified proposal. On the other hand, Iranian state media affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guards said Iran had not asked for a ceasefire extension and repeated its threats to break the U.S. blockade by force. More than 26 lakh households have availed the self-enumeration facility so far during the first phase of the census 2027 in the country. The Registrar General of India stated this marks the growing participation of citizens in the digital initiative of the census. The first phase of census began on 1st of this month. The self-enumeration facility is currently underway in Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana and Bihar. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.